And back to the phones we go. Let's take the laugh line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George, how you doing? This is Giannis out in Houston, Texas.
Hey, Giannis. Great. Thank you.
Man, I've got to start by saying, Cześć Piotrek, it's Polish for hi, Peter, to my best friend or ex-best friend. Haven't seen him in so long. He has been such a great source of humor for a lot of us over the years. He is now married and gone. You know how that goes sometimes. Well, back in the day when I was living in Northern California, a bunch of us decided we were going to go to, as 25-year-old men, we're going to hop into a minivan and go to Chuck E. Cheese, have some pizza, and play some video games. So we do that. We go out, have our fun, get our fill worth of pizza and video games. And we decided we're going to hop up on the freeway and go back home. So our buddy Gopal has borrowed his father's minivan and is driving. Sitting behind Gopal is Peter. And I am sitting next to Peter in that second seat back there. In the very back seat is my buddy Marcus. And in the front passenger seat is another one of Gopal's friends.
Okay.
The conversation goes on. We're on 101 northbound, doing probably 70 miles an hour, and the conversation gets funny, and something was said, and it doesn't even matter what was said anymore. Peter starts laughing, and all of us start laughing uncontrollably, and you know how sometimes when you laugh so hard, you get one of those burps and a laugh together?
Yeah,
well,
I've done that.
Unfortunately, Peter, sitting behind Gopal, regurgitated all over the back of Gopal's head, and this started an uproarious laughter so bad that I'm an asthmatic, and Marcus and I start laughing so hard we can't even speak. There's no noise coming out. Our stomachs are killing us, and then I have a massive asthma attack on top of this.
Oh, no!
And we're driving down the freeway, and Gopal is freaking out. Not only is this stuff on the back of his head, but it's his father's minivan. And all he can think of is, oh, my God, get it off my head, or, oh, my God, you've got to clean my father's minivan. What do you got? And the way he freaked out made the whole thing so much worse. After that, we had to pull over. We finally got off the freeway. We had to pull over. Marcus and myself were crying. We could barely speak for probably half an hour. Our stomachs hurt so bad. I mean, it was like working out a big ab workout for 2 days. Our stomachs hurt so bad. And that was one of the two times I've laughed the hardest in my life, thanks to Peter. To this day, it's just still one of my best stories. And it's one of those things where it was so incredible when you were there to be a witness to this whole thing.
I love laughing sometimes so hard you start to cry.
It was painful in the stomach and painful in the mind because you're crying. And that's one of those things that just sticks with you for a lifetime.